Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lights. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you are following along social media. Cody Betts does a hell of a job with the B. Mitch Finley Twitter and Instagram. Follow me on both Twitter and Instagram, at JP Finley NBCS. Follow B. Mitch at B. Mitch Live NBCS on Twitter and at B. Mitch 30 on Instagram. Follow Jim Andrew Mullins III, Landfill, at Mullins 106.7. You can follow Cody Betts, ironically, not at Cody Betts, but at Cody Shook with an underscore. Lots of following to do. Also, lots of phone calls. Why? Because there are lots of mistakes that need to be cleaned up. I want to run through the calls, then we're going to get to our NFL Power Rankings segment. The question for the phone lines, how can we fix the Washington defense? Let's start with Drew in D.C. on the Gambit D.C. listener lines. What's up, Drew? You're on B. Mitch Finley.
Hey, what's going on, champ, man? I just say, man, these guys got the, you know, they can't be scared of contact, man. And I think one thing, they should really reach out to D-Hall, man, and bring him on as a DB coach so he can show these guys how to play the ball, man, how they can read the receivers, man. These guys are like, they're playing like they're playing club ball, man. They have no whereabouts how to play the ball, how to track the receiver or anything. And I think along that front four, they should mix it up, man, you know. The guys should play inside. Young should play inside, man. Them guys on the offensive line all the way about the same. So it really ain't no mismatch. I mean, I move Payne and Allen out to the outside sometimes. Put them on the end and let them rush. They'll dip their pocket a little bit more. But they got to be creative, man.
Thank you.
I just want to say y'all doing a hell of a job, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I don't think you put Payne and Allen on the outside, but I do think you can mix and match a little bit more. I think you can stunt a little bit more. I recall in the Buffalo game, they actually moved Sweat over and had him rush from the same side as Young, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, man, sacks are not the end-all, be-all. Much like you can use pro football reference numbers as a metric, they're not a deciding metric. Chase Young has zero sacks through four games. It's just, that's not enough. That's not enough for him. And it's not enough for what this team needs. He only played 80% of the snaps in Atlanta. I to me, that number's got to be 90. I don't know. Let's run through the rest of these calls. Eddie in Centerville on the Gambit DC listener line. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good
What's
afternoon.
Hi, Dre.
All right. The way I look at it is, I look at one of the best coaches out there as ever, you know, in my opinion, it was Belichick. And what Belichick did on defense was he took your best option away, whether it be your best player or the best thing that you do in offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what we should do. We should take away either Kamara next week, and then against the Bucks, who knows? I mean, against the Chiefs, who knows? But we need to focus on taking away their best option and their best play or whatever they do best, take it away. Because the four games, all four offenses have done whatever they wanted to do, whenever, whatever. So if we take away something from them, don't make them make some changes on offense, and then, you know, it's a chess game from then out. Just take away
right.
something from
Thank
that
you, Eddie.
All right, man. Makes sense.
They need to try, yeah. But as long as the middle of the field remains completely open, it's hard to take something away.
Going into the red.
We're going to do one more call here. One more call here, and then we're going to roll into our power ranks. Terry in Maryland. What's up, Terry? You're on with
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to tell you, you know, our linebackers, they just really ain't getting the job done. And Jamison Davis, I think he's a good 3 years away before he can even be considered a good linebacker in the NFL. So I'm hoping Riviera will go out and maybe get this guy from the Cowboys. I hate to say that. I bring some good, strong veteran in to teach this young man how to play linebacker. And the other option is there's a reason why Jack Del Rio isn't a head coach in the NFL anymore. Thank you.
All right, bro.
Thank you for the call, sir. You're probably right. You're probably right. But listen, every Wednesday we got to check in and see where folks are around the league. We look at the power rankings. We use NFL.com. There are millions of sites. There are millions of people providing power rankings. Nobody call me and say that our power rankings are wrong, because these aren't our power rankings. We're looking at the power rankings from NFL.com. Have we been clear about that, B? I feel like we've been
clear. I think we've done it every week. We're good.
There is one team in the NFL that's undefeated. That is the Arizona Cardinals. They are number one in the power ranks. Do you agree with that?
I still don't agree with it, but I think that they're in the top five.
You know who I think I would have right now as my number one team?
Who that?
I think it's the Bills, dude. They've shut out two of their last three opponents.
Yeah.
Point differential is through the roof.
I think you look at the Bills.
They have the highest point differential in the NFL.
After the Rams beat Tampa, we thought it was them, and then they got handled. And I heard someone talking with Grant and Danny yesterday. They still have the Rams ahead of Arizona. They just feel that last year with Arizona, they were strong early, and then they just disappeared late. And I think that's something I'll be looking at.
Fine, but I don't think you can put the Rams ahead of the Cardinals right now. They just beat them, They beat them. I think you could make a case for the Bucs. Number one, to go to New England in that emotional of a setting, in a downpour, and win that game was a pretty impressive win. So I'll give you NFL.com's top five. They go Cardinals, Bucks, Bills, Packers, Ravens.
Okay.
Listen, you can put those five teams in a hat and pull a name out. I'd be okay with
when
that.
The Rams handled,
you know who they got
when the Rams handled the Buccaneers the way that they did you not think that they were a damn good team? Was that victory the reason that they lost?
I still think they're a damn good team.
I think beating the defending champs handily, and then they felt good about themselves. The emotional letdown happens after big games like that.
It does, for sure. Number six in the NFL, according to NFL.com Power Ranks. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Cowboys.
How about it? I think Dallas has served notice to everybody in the league. And I hate saying
Landfill,
it,
we got breaking news.
They have.
Wow. Breaking news here on 106.7 The Fan.
Belichick
according
is a smart
to
man,
Ian
brother.
Rappaport. According to Ian Rappaport of NFL.com, the Carolina Panthers have traded for Stephon Gilmore.
Belichick is a smart man. We're going to let you go, but we're going to try to trade before the trade deadline, for the 4 o'clock window hits, and they got a trade out of it.
Guess what they got?
Probably third rounder or fourth rounder.
No.
Worse? Better.
Less.
Sixth rounder.
Way less. A 2023 sixth rounder.
Okay. But you know,
I always have this reaction when I hear that. Why wouldn't this team call and offer a 2023 sixth rounder?
What's your reaction?
Why wouldn't Washington call? I mean,
let me tell you
compensation
why.
Is so low.
Most people can't think beyond the tip of their damn nose. Every year we see them do something crazy. Belichick, they've been doing it forever. And we see sixth rounder, fifth rounder. We go, oh, they didn't get enough. Then all of a sudden you find out they had a first-round pick somewhere. Or they got a second-round pick somewhere. Because what they do with all those old picks, those late picks, they trade them up to get somewhere else. And then later on they'll go and trade somebody else and get a player and give you a pick too. They use this stuff. They always manipulating the system because, let's get it real, we got a lot of people who they love power, but they don't have any idea of how to do the job that they get the power to do. Belichick and his crew have been doing it for a long time. We can knock them. We can question things that they've done. The success speaks for itself. They went to 6 damn Super Bowls. Well, won 6 in that amount of time that they were there.
I wonder, it's premature to even have the discussion, but they have always done crazy stuff, and they've always had the best quarterback in football history to win games.
And even when that quarterback was there, anymore. Guess what that quarterback did all the time? Took less money to play on that football team.
Yeah.
Because he understood that those people above him, whether they got along or not, hell, let's be honest with you. You got some of your best friends. Y'all don't get along 100% of the time. Hell, you and I don't get along 100% of the time. But the ultimate thing is, Tom knew Bill and that front office had his best interest in mind, was trying to always give him some people to work with. And a lot of times, as many people said, in certain games, Tom wasn't the best, but the defense always kept it close, and they had a kicker that could knock it down the middle.
If people think, remember that there was a lot of acrimony that Washington didn't get enough for trading Trent Williams, and that Washington didn't get enough for trading Quentin Dunbar. Okay, they got more than the New England Patriots just got for Stephon Gilmore, who's a 2-time All-Pro and the Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago. So trying to understand NFL trade markets, I think you're better off trying to understand the derivative market.
You know, like, the thing about the NFL trade market doesn't work because we compare it to other sports. When it comes down to trading anything in the NFL, it's not about what they're getting from you. It's what you're getting for your team, because you understand, you know, I may trade for Linnell, okay? And Linnell may not be good for you, but he might be great for my football team. That's how Bill Belichick works. As long as he's going to get something out of the person that he got, he can give a damn about what people think. But we always compare.
Well, and if you're going to cut him anyway,
you're getting something. That's exactly. And we compare it to other sports. Other sports don't react to this. And you got to remember, you need to have 11 people on each side of the ball working in unison to be good. And that man has been so good at getting people to come to that team and take a certain role instead of wanting to be the guy. And they win like that. He's smarter than most coaches, point blank.
We'll see if they can win without the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Because they certainly won when Brady was there. I tell you what, though. Watch the Panthers, man. They have new ownership, new coaching. They are aggressive. I mean, by all accounts, they were interested in trying to get Stafford. They traded for Sam Darnold. He's playing well for them. I mean, you just trade a 6th rounder for Stephon Gilmore. Now, here's what complicates this, is Gilmore's going to want a new contract.
Yep.
And so maybe Carolina offers some assurance, or maybe Carolina says, hey, you could be a free agent after the year.
Carolina has a top five defense right now.
Yeah, how's it going to look when you add Stephon Gilmore?
There you go. And I think he sees that too, because whether or not it's about the money, the player also want to go somewhere where he can prosper in, and they get after the quarterback. So, you know, look at the situations right now. Where would you go if you were him? Here or to Carolina?
I mean, I guess it'd be Carolina. I'm not exactly sold on Carolina. Their 3 wins came against pretty bad teams.
Hey.
If it was me, I'm still looking for a new contract, so who knows how that all goes, and I'd want to get to free agency anyway.
Their 3 wins came against 3 bad teams, but, and they beat them handily, basically. Our 2 wins came against bad teams as
down.
Well, and we let them score damn near 60 points on us.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, Panthers have a lot going on down there. There's, they're their secondary, you have Gilmore, C.J. Henderson, the kid Bouye, Rashad Melvin. Remember, too, they just drafted J.C. Horn in the first round. He went – I don't believe he's out for the year. I know he just got hurt, but I think they're hoping he can come back. I don't know. You know what I'll say? At least the way it looks to me, Brian, Carolina's attacking success. They are – going out and aggressively trying to win. And I know there are plenty of teams that want to sit back and wait and let a success come to them. That strategy typically doesn't work. Typically, you got to go out and take it. Carolina's trying to.
Yeah. Hey, they make a move. They're doing things. They're not going in the bargain basement trying to build a damn football team either.
Richmond John is on the line. He doesn't call in all that often. Let's hear from our guy, Richmond John, on the Gambit DC listener lines. Johnny, what's up, buddy?
What's up, boys?
What's that?
Nothing much. This thing put me over the edge. Like, it's not Gilmore specific. It's just, didn't we just hire, like, two Martys? We got Martin and Marty. And everybody during the offseason was talking about how the linebackers were, you know, there's a deficiency there. And then Collins is coming off an injury. So we don't even know what he's going to be like, right? So entering into the offseason, you know, OTAs, whatever, they saw something in him and said, okay, well, he's back to form. But back to form is not very good. So it put me over the edge. Maybe B-Mitch can talk me off the ledge here, but the defense is ranked at the bottom, and we have deficiencies and injuries now, and I don't know what they're doing. Like, what is Marty and Martin doing from a personnel standpoint? It just drives me nuts.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that the person who's coaching the football has final say on a lot of things, and based off of the history of the NFL, that normally doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I think Richard John's got a real point. I think there seems to be a lack of urgency at times, or maybe too funny. Too much reliance on what they believe internally. Like, I think one of the greatest assets in life is to be able to self-scout and to know what your weaknesses are. And maybe there's a bit of a blind spot with that. I don't know, but it's a valid call. It's certainly a valid point of view, considering this defense is ranked 28th in the NFL in yards allowed. It was supposed to be the strength of the team. Here's what we got to do. We're going to dig in to the power rankings when we return. I am quite surprised where Washington landed in the NFL power rankings, considering they are 2-2 even on the season. We'll do that next. 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Washington fans, step back from the ledge, all right? The Panthers traded for New England Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Now, they had to pay a really high price, Brian. They had to pay the equivalent of a dude walking into the gas station and getting a Gatorade for Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't just discount the cost of Gatorade, right? There's been inflation across our great country.
Yeah. All right, but it just sometimes you know why we don't get involved? We don't call. We think our way is better. Everybody else does things like you see the Patriots and doing, and you see the Panthers did. They do it. Almost all teams. Some reason we got this mindset that we're just going to do it the bargain basement way, and we're going to win a lot. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, let's see what happens with Jalen Smith. Let's pop quiz for everybody before we get back to the power rankings. Pop quiz, Cody Betts, where does Jalen Smith end up?
The Chiefs.
I can see that happening.
One vote.
I can see that happening. I know one thing, that damn Andy Reid, he'll find a way.
Landfill, where you got him going? And does it rhyme with Toshington?
No, it rhymes with San Francisco, because that's where he's going.
Man Francisco.
Sure.
I will put the Los Angeles Rams down as my list. They lost a linebacker earlier this year. I can see that happening.
As your list,
what's
your
guess?
Choice? Since Cody took Kansas City. Cody took Kansas City.
My choice would be Washington.
Cody took Kansas City, so I'm going to go either Philadelphia or the Giants. Somebody in the NFC East.
So you think it's the East, just not Washington?
I just don't see us as that type of. We got this mindset that we do things a different way, and we just better than everybody for some reason. I don't know.
All right, power rankings. We started before the big news broke about the Stephon Gilmore trade to Carolina. Dallas Cowboys ranked sixth in the NFL. L.A. Chargers right behind them at 7. I get that the Cowboys beat the Chargers, but if they play again, I'm taking the Chargers to win. How about this? The Chiefs are 2-2 and ranked 8th ahead of a lot of 3-1 teams.
You know why? Because you got to realize one thing. These people look at what they have and how they can perform, and they're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They've done it for so many years now, you know? And they have a mindset of starting slow and then picking up. So I think that's why they do that. The records are not always looked at when they do this thing.
The Carolina Panthers. All right. The lowest ranked 3-1 team. You got Carolina at 14. The Bengals are 3-1 at 15. And then the Broncos at 16. It's funny. I did Linnell's podcast before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to pick a worst to first, and everybody was kind of saying the Niners. And I was like, yeah, but that kind of stuff typically happens when you're least expecting it. If the Panthers go on to win the South, or especially if the Bengals go on to win the AFC North, that would be entirely unexpected. And you could probably put the Broncos in there, too. I mean, because everybody would expect the Chiefs, and if not the Chiefs, probably the Chargers, and if not the Chargers, probably the Raiders, and then you have the Broncos. So the Broncos are the lowest rated of the 3-1 teams, and I think some of that might be because Teddy Bridgewater got hurt. If you have to buy the stock of one of these last rated 3-1 teams, B, you got the Panthers, the Bengals, or the Broncos. What stock are you buying?
I will probably go in this order. I will go Panthers. I like the defense.
Now, this is to win their division, I think.
I go Panthers. Then I'll go Bengals, and then I'll go Broncos.
So I hear you with the Panthers. I just think the Bucks are so much better than other teams. I think the Bucks are better than the Ravens, right? And I think the Bengals have to beat the Ravens to win their division. Mm-hmm. I think the Steelers are in big trouble. The Browns are really good, too. So the Bengals are fighting.
I think the Bengals got multiple teams to deal with. I think Carolina has one team to deal with.
They got an Eastern and a Western front. You're right. Carolina might have the easiest track there because the Bengals have the Browns and the Ravens. And then the Broncos are just that whole division's loaded. I mean, I think the last place team is the Chiefs. The Raiders and the Chargers are all 3-1.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. So how about this? Guess which 2-2 team is the lowest rated in the NFL, according to NFL.com.
When you ask those type of questions, you make me just have to go Washington, because it's like you're asking it because you're giving me a hint for the answer. Washington?
Or I'm tricking you. Okay. The Bears are the lowest ranked 2-2
team. Well, I didn't even know they were 2-2. I thought they were worse than that.
I think they've beaten the Lions and the Jaguars. Their two wins aren't particularly impressive.
They beat two strong teams.
Yeah, but they've got them all the way down at 29. However, it's worth pointing out today that they have named Justin Fields as their starter for the
just
rest of the season. So,
I forgot.
We got some news here, huh?
News. No, we had two breaking news. I had to put that up there.
All right, well, go. Well,
no,
you
it
know
was those
what the,
two. It was the earlier one you said, Stephon Gilmore. I didn't ring it, and also Justin Fields. It's just like a delayed thing. I finally threw it in there.
Well, I got a delayed thing for you. You're not going to be happy about.
Oh, what's going on?
Curtis Samuel didn't practice today. We knew that, right?
Okay.
They just listed the official injury report. He didn't practice with a groin injury.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to be mad about that. I think just that people think that they are just so damn smart they can just keep giving you a bunch of BS answers about situations. But one thing I know is that I'm not an idiot. You're not an idiot, and most people that work in the business that you work in, they aren't idiots. You all are smarter than what they give you credit for. So you're not surprised.
No. I'm putting a tweet together. It seems really bad because he missed so much time.
How many plays did he play, actually? Like 20? 25?
I can pull up the snaps.
I had four receptions.
I need to go back and look, but I believe I'm not sure how much he played late in that game either, which is troubling. And a groin injury, a soft tissue thing like that, is very much something that can have a setback, that can reappear, so to speak. So I pulled it up here. Curtis Samuel played 37% of the snaps. He played 25 snaps against Atlanta. That was his first game in 4 months. Now, he did look good at practice all last week. I know that from watching, and I know that from speaking with sources about how they thought he looked. But, B-Mitch, You don't want to jump to too many conclusions at all. It's just one day of practice. But he missed 4 months, plays one game, misses practice. Ron Rivera says we have to be cautious with it.
It could be that.
It's entirely possible this offense this week, I'd say it's probable this offense this week won't have Brandon Scherff or Logan Thomas. Now you got questions about Curtis Samuel, De'Ami Brown, and Cam Sims.
Yeah.
But, you know, it starts to get pretty lean pretty quick.
When we used to do the little TV show over at NBC when we did a lot of TV?
Sure, yeah, I remember those days.
Remember I always said that I don't care that a player runs full speed or when he's running with the coaches and he knows he got to run 5 yards, then plant a foot and go left because you can gather yourself for that. I say once a player gets on the field and he has to do everything impromptu, like you're running full speed, somebody shows up, you got to lower your butt, boom, boom, and pop and come out of it. That's when you know if somebody is healthy or not. And if things happen in that situation, that's when you know somebody wasn't 100%. Because you can fool a person going full speed straight ahead, or no, okay, run 10 yards and plant your right foot in the ground and then go left for me. We can do that. You can make people think, oh, he's great. Run 10 yards, but somebody shows up at 5 right in front of you, and you got to plant, go around them real quick. That's when you know all the tools are working together.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This could just be precautionary, not a big deal, but it doesn't feel that way. Does it feel that way to you?
It doesn't. But then again, you know, I don't know. Everybody seems to have a rest day on this team in this day and age, so I don't know.
So you know what else was interesting is what day did all the news break? Monday. Ron did a press conference Monday, and I asked him about the linebacker situation because at that point we knew Bostic was hurt, and I said, hey, I know you got injury trouble with Bostic, and I know you got injury trouble with Holcomb. What are your plans at linebacker? And Ron pushed back on me. He's like, I didn't know we have something wrong with Holcomb. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm incorrect. Sure enough, Cole Holcomb didn't practice today with a shoulder injury.
But see, this listen to me, bro. I'm going to say it. I don't give a damn who gets mad. Every time you ask a simple question and somebody gets outlandish, then always the answer comes up later, doesn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't outlandish. It was just correcting me. But
well, correcting you. Sure, and then all of a sudden he missed
practice. Sure seems like I might have been right.
Okay,
right,
exactly. And you were. Every time you asked a question and they got a little different, I'll say outlandish. You don't have to say it. You got to be with them every day. I don't give a damn. Okay? They got outlandish. And you were right both times. Okay, and you're probably the word that you used the first time they got pissed off about. Hey, maybe they want to address that now.
Oh, man, this is a long list.
Let me just tell you one thing, brother. You do a good job of what you do. Don't let nobody intimidate you. Put your chest up sometimes.
Yeah,
say, hold on, dude. I'm not just trying to ask no dumb question. I'm asking you a real question.
So here is the complete official practice injury report. With the New Orleans Saints coming to town in 3 days. Did not practice. De'Ami Brown, Antonio Gibson didn't practice. Cole Holcomb.
I'm starting to
Curtis
realize
Samuel,
that's a
Brandon
thing.
Scherff. Brandon Scherff, Cam Sims, Logan Thomas, limited. John Allen, DeShazer Everett, Matt Ioannidis, J.D. McKissick, James Smith-Williams, and Benjamin St. Juice.
Well, the concussion thing is different. So you don't know. You got people that can be out for 2 days, they can be out for 2 weeks, out for 2 months. So I don't make a lot of comments about the concussion thing. I don't think most doctors have a very, very straight idea on how that reacts to different people. So
sure.
I kind of back off of that. But other injuries and things of that nature, have a little experience in those. The concussion thing, big ass head, I don't think I have many of those either, so.
Or here's what we're going to do.
Or that may be the reason I act like I do. I don't know. Did you just see this video on this text thread? That's not a hip thrust.
No,
that is. That's like a person that just can't dance.
Let's talk about that when we return.
Yeah.
We're going to do that, and we're going to do her to hear first when we return on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley. J.P. Finley doing one of his $17,000 jobs that he has. We're going to get ready to get to her here first. Not right now, but we'll get into it in a few. But a lot of different things going on. And this is, I want people to understand, by no stretch of the imagination, when I'm sitting here on these airwaves and I'm having these conversations about the team and all that, that I take anything lightly. It's tough as hell to put together a football team. It's tough as hell to play the game of football. But you're going to have to do some things you're not accustomed to doing to be able to get to where you want to be if you haven't been there just yet. Everyone, when they're injured or slightly injured, and when you're hurt, they say they're not injured, you don't know if you can go past it until you go past it. When you're tired, you don't know if you can go past it until you're pushed past it. And we don't normally push ourselves, so the people that we have above us, we hope that they will push us. But in life for me, as I've gotten older, I still have an old school mindset, but I understand how things have changed up. And I've always felt that when I was younger, and a lot of people out there listen to us on a daily basis, when you were younger, you did what you were supposed to do, or you did what your parents said, or what the coaches said, or what the teacher said, because you didn't have a lot of damn options. Today, we give kids and we give young, we give people under us so many options, and we've put it in the positions to where they hold the power and the people that are in charge don't hold the power. So in a sense, as we say, oh, you're being easy on them, you're being soft with them, we don't think we are, but we actually are. There are too many football teams that are living under the same rules that we are. We don't seem to push the envelope when it comes down to the pass. We don't seem to push the envelope to go out there and get ourselves ready to play in preseason. But other teams do, and then we meet up with them. They look like they're much more prepared than us. I think you got to come with a mindset and keep moving forward and make sure the team understands you're here to win. You're here to play and win. That's it. You know, you're not going to win them all, but your job is basically to win football games. People get fired when you don't win. People get fired when you don't play. And if you don't, if a guy seems slightly here or there, and you don't, oh, and I'll hold you back, they give you a rest day. Rest days mean soft in my book. And I'm not saying this from a point of, oh, you just looking at the, no. I played 14 years of this thing. I think I missed one practice when I had to go speak to some people at Upward Bound one time when they had a conference that I got awarded at here. That was early in my career. Missed one game. Was I ever hurt? Hell yeah. Two shoulder separation on each side. Multiple bursts of sack things. Getting fluid drained out of my knees and all that type of thing. Yes, I did it. And at 53 years old, I still walk around as if I didn't play the game of football. Because I refuse to take all the damn medicine. So I'll tell people this. Stop letting either your coach or people above your superiors make you soft. Because the moment somebody come in and will do the thing that you're not willing to do, they're going to get rid of you. Just don't take all that medicine because they'll screw you up over time. I know guys play 2 years, act like they play 20. Just remember that. But stop all of this. We always want to be so different than everybody. No, football is a damn game that's played one way. Rough, rugged. That's the way. If you don't do it like that, you're going to have damn problems. Let's go to her here first. All right. Give me the carnage from last night.
And it looks like we all lost last night. Everybody's picks, they failed.
And see, and I was trying to do the reverse thing. I was trying to pick Boston, hoping that the Sox would go out there because I picked them and lose. But nah, they seem to be on fire because I really don't like the Yankees, to be honest with you.
All right. So for today's pick, B-Mitch, I am going to be taking the over in the Suns-Lakers game. That's preseason basketball. It's 218.5, and that's what I'm taking.
Oh, man, look, I don't know how to pick this thing. Well, tonight I'm going to – I can't take them, can I?
Not the money line, the Dodgers money line. That's the obvious pick.
I'll take the Dodgers – I'm going to take the Dodgers with the 1.5.
-1.5,
yeah. I'll do that. That's it. And then I'm going to take Scherzer with the over 7.5.
All right. A little parlay action.
Yeah, I'm parlaying it up. What do you have?
All right.
Get the non-hip thruster out of there.
Yeah, the hip thruster.
That was the worst hip thrust.
Dude, I mean, I see why you hadn't been leaning a long time. You don't know how to thrust.
It was hip thrust Thursday, so we tried to get Ryan Thee Stallion to do a hip thrust for us.
That was pathetic.
And it was terrible.
You guys will see it tomorrow morning on the B-Mitch and Finley Twitter at 9:30.
Bruh, I scale 1 to 10, minus 10.
Wow.
All right, so I've got the Max Scherzer over 7.5 strikeouts tonight. Me and JP, we are going to, I guess, ride together.
Oh, Lord. It's me and you and JP. I picked that, and I put it in the parlay.
So all of you are relying on Scherzer to get a bunch of Ks tonight.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Do you feel nervous betting with JP?
I bet first, so I'm good.
All right.
I think they're copying. Cody and JP copying off of me.
Cheaters.
You're probably right.
All right. Well, you all have a good night. Take care of yourself. Make sure you show up and listen to B. Mitchell Finley every day from 10 to 2. As JP says all the time, you made it this far. He owes you a beer. I will say also ask him for a shot.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.